The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. If you've never drunk booze made from tree bark, researchers from Japan's Forestry Research Institute are testing various kinds of wood that just might add a new twist to your Friday night cocktail. So far, they've produced drinks from cherry blossom, cedar, and white birch trees. Yuikido Otsuka is a researcher at Japan's Forestry and Forest Products Research Institute.
Japan has a variety of over 1,200 types of trees, and we do not know what kind of flavor each tree will produce unless we try. Some trees may produce flavor that surprises us, so we want to try out as many trees as possible.
The alcohol-making process takes about 10 days and involves fermenting pulverized wood with water, yeast, and enzyme. Since 2009, researchers have been perfecting the process, trying to find environmentally friendly approaches that don't require chemicals. Yuikido Otsuka.
We weren't thinking of alcohol in the beginning. We were trying to develop a new way to disintegrate wood when we realized the whole process could be done solely with food additives.
While the drinks haven't been approved for consumption yet, researchers at the Forestry Institute say they're only a few years away from hitting the shelves. Costs of petrol and diesel in India have been surging over the last 2 weeks, reaching an all-time high last weekend. Petrol, a key transportation fuel, is being sold at $1.15 per liter in New Delhi and has gone up to $1.27 per liter in Mumbai. Many Indians are calling on the government to control these rising prices. Hemant Kumar is a local resident.
The government will fall. If this keeps on happening, in the way I see it, it will go up $1.48 per liter. How much can a common man take? It's a very bad situation for the government, and if Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government doesn't do something, it will fall totally. So they better get up and do something fast. Otherwise, there will be a problem.
The surge in prices are partly due to ongoing production cuts led by the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries. But taxes also account for half of the pump rates in India. India is especially vulnerable to the surge in prices because it's the third largest importer of crude oil, buying around 80% of its oil needs. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from The Voice of America.